You'll be yelling when they take Cam Ward?
Yeah. I'll be in the middle of something that's very important, and I'll be like,
I can't wait to get a cold Budweiser.
Will you go to the press conference tomorrow to say, hey, I don't like you. I just want you to know that. You have to earn my trust.
I have nothing against the player. I just think there's so many holes to on this football team, and you have this bag, and you could say, all right, I'm going to give you this, but in turn, I want your four bags to come back to me. My bag's valuable, but I want your four bags given back to me.
Your bag is valuable.
That's what she said.
Well done, Dr. Crane.
Oh, man.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
On
this Thursday, we're at Nashville Super Speedway. They have a fantastic event coming up in just a little bit. Wheels and Heels, presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza here at the Nashville Super Speedway. Keynote speakers is coming over to our desk right now, and we'll get the headset on and bring in the great Jamie Little, Fox Sports, who is with us. Jamie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Thanks so much for being here and doing this. And we obviously love your work on whether it's NASCAR or IndyCar. They got you everywhere these days.
But I'm busy. I'll take it.
You love doing events like this.
Yes, I do. And it's so fun. I just walked into the media center and I'm like, this looks a lot different than it used to. And there's pink everywhere. So I've never seen this much pink at a racetrack. It's beautiful. It's a great event today. We're celebrating women in motorsports. There's more and more every year.
When was the last time you were at this track? Because NBC's had it, you know, pretty much since it came back. So, I mean, it's probably been a minute.
You know, it's been a few years. I covered the truck series on Pit Road. So I don't know when that was. Maybe 22 was the last time I was here.
Okay.
There were definitely, you know, the Amazon, you know, all that stuff was behind the racetrack. So it looks a little different out here. But I love this place. It's such a great facility, an amazing track. We always had great racing in IndyCar here, Xfinity, Cup, you name it.
And now it's back with both.
It is.
Yes.
What got you into all this?
Gosh, I was just telling the ladies, they're like, did you, you know, have a dad that I was like, I was raised by a single mom, only child, but I grew up in Lake Tahoe. So I was very outdoorsy. I was a tomboy and I loved dirt bikes for some reason, the smell of them, like how much fun they were. I just loved it. And we moved to Vegas when I was 13 and I met a guy that I went to school with and not a guy, he was a kid and he raced dirt bikes. He's now married to Pink and has been for years, but Carrie Hart is the one he raced motocross. And I thought this is the coolest thing. And I'm in love with it. I'd bring the dirt bikes magazines to class. People were like, what is your deal? I'm like, I love the stories. I love the athletes, just everything that it was about. And I found my calling that way.
I love it. I tell people it's kind of like NASCAR and hockey are similar to me because you can talk about it, but until you go to it and see it, it's just a whole new, you have a whole new appreciation for it, which I'm sure you get to see all the time. You still get kind of the butterflies when you go to the tracks and see everything.
Yes, absolutely. The coolest thing about racing is it's unscripted. So we're out there. You don't know what's going to happen. We can do all the research in the world and hear from every driver. You don't know what's going to happen that night. And that's the exciting part of it. And live television, live radio, like it doesn't get better than that. What you say, it's out there.
Ouch.
And I love it. I still get those butterflies at the start of, you know, we have the flyover and the national anthem playing. You're like, all right, what does today have in store? So it's exciting. I love it. Obviously, I've been doing it a long time. So
Fox IndyCar and NASCAR, so Jamie Little is here with us. The play-by-play, how much fun have you enjoyed being in the booth doing that with the truck series and ARCA series?
It's so different. It's so much fun. It's just, it's a different skill set. You know, I went up there in 21 was the first time I started doing the ARCA series. And, you know, I went up there thinking I'm just going to be the pit reporter in the booth, but it's not like that at all. It's just so much different. You're an air traffic control cop. You're working with your analysts, trying to bring the best out of them. And you have to know everything that's going on all the time. When you're a pit reporter, you're focused in on the storylines, what's happening with your drivers at this time, who's having trouble, who's excelling, who's moving through the field. It's so much different. But now that I'm doing trucks full time, I've kind of done part time the last couple of years. It's every week and it's so much fun. And this year we're getting drivers rotating through. So I'm getting different, you know, it's Joey Logano one week or Brad Keselowski. Last week I had Carson Hocevar. So you're getting these guys who aren't professional broadcasters bringing, you know, everything that they know about the sport straight out of this seat. So that's been a lot of fun.
What I always have enjoyed when, because Fox really started doing that with Xfinity and, you know, now the trucks, is when you have storylines connected to the drivers. Like, we all know Carson Hocevar hasn't made a ton of friends on the track this year. It's fun when, like, you see two guys that you know they ran each other the week before, but now they're having to stand there and work together, and it's your job to make sure they don't start fighting or something.
Yes, it's so funny. I mean, you know, drivers, and I think athletes across the board, they get it. Like, television could be their next outlet. That could be somewhere that they go when they're done racing, and they take it seriously, and they're all knocking down the door. They want to be part of the broadcast. They want to be in the booth with us, even, you know, crew chiefs. But it is funny, guys who've, you know, they didn't have the best, like, for instance, I had at Daytona, I had Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick. We all know the famous spats between them, who wears the fire suit in your family. And now they can work together as professionals. And it's so much fun because they all just have a different background, a different perspective of how things go. And they have a different background in the truck series. So I love hearing that, trying to get them to bring that out and what they see in drivers that maybe we don't.
You talk about being in the booth. I've got ADHD. Chase has ADHD. Do you have to have that when you're doing play-by-play? Because there's so much going on. I'm thinking it's you don't know what's going on. There's a wreck here. There's something going on here.
Yes.
Oh, he's in pit row. What's going on here? And you're an air traffic cop end up there in the booth is a great way to describe that. I mean, is it as chaotic as we think it is?
At moments, absolutely, because there is so much going on. But the best part is when you get in the groove and it's like you're sitting there with your buddies watching the race and you're talking and discussing and the racing is going on. It's so good. And it's like, and we're going to break in 10. It's like it breaks it up.
Right.
So you have to, you know, make it flow the best that you can. Bring it back from break. You're selling things, you know, the promos. And there's so much more that goes into it than just knowing about the race and what's happening. But yes, it after a race, I don't care if it's 2 hours or 4 hours, you are exhausted mentally.
Right?
There's a lot going on, and trying to keep those guys, like Carson wanted to talk nonstop last week, and it's like I'm hitting him on the leg. Like, I got to get to break.
Do you have Pink's number on speed dial?
I do have her number. I haven't talked to her in years and years and years. But yes, I went to their wedding. It was about as pink as this, literally.
What, I mean, this is the career. I mean, look at this. I mean, I know you're grateful for it, but it's some mornings where you're like, good Lord, thank you for this.
Yes, I can't believe it's still happening. You know, it's racing, but the things that it brings along, you know, the opportunities that you have, the outreach, you know, people that you can make a difference in people's lives, animals' lives. I'm a big animal advocate. And so when I go to cities like this, a lot of times I'll find a shelter and raise awareness. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that if nobody knew my name. I mean, I could go do it, but I can't be raising the money that I do, giving back and raising awareness. So I'm very lucky. You know, this year already, I got to interview the president of the United States, sitting president.
Right.
Yeah, you did.
I don't care who you are. That's the second time I got to do that. He came to Daytona. I got to interview him. They call and ask for me. Those are those moments you're like, dang, that's pretty cool. Like, I might think I screwed this up or screwed that up, but if they're asking you to interview the president, that's
great.
Pretty cool.
Yes.
And then just a couple weeks ago at Burlington, Michael Jordan, like, got to interview him. He sees me, he's like, Jamie, I watch you every Friday night. I don't miss a truck race. I don't miss an Xfinity race. I don't miss a cup race. And we're shooting the breeze back and forth. I'm like, can we do a quick interview? Sure. What do you want? Where do you want me to go?
Those
moments, you're like, this is the most powerful man in who you are. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan is the man. And for him to know you on a first name basis and say, yeah, anything you need is pretty special.
I'm glad you brought him up because I remember when, I can't remember if it was one back, he was here and everybody was like, okay, you know, don't look him in the eye. Like, it's Michael Jordan. You know? And people were kind of standoffish because he was new to the sport. And like, I don't think people truly realized how invested he was and how much he loved it. Have you seen that change at the racetrack? Because now he's a lot more accessible. He's part of the NASCAR family. Because yeah. I've also heard him, and I think it was with you that he said this, that he kind of he doesn't have that fix with basketball anymore.
Yes.
He gets it with NASCAR, that competitiveness.
Yes, he actually told me that in an interview I did with him a year ago at Talladega after Tyler Reddick won. He was in victory. Well, at that point, Jordan did not get interviews.
Yeah.
His people didn't allow him. He didn't want to. He just wanted to be the team owner. He's been a fan his whole life. Like, it goes back to, like, with his family. A huge fan of NASCAR. So now as an owner, you know, we did a sit-down interview with him when 2311 first started, and that was it. He wanted Strahan to be the interviewee, and that was it. And then get an interview. So Tyler Reddick was last year, and I knew MJ was there. I ran to Victory Lane, and I'm like, before he's done. And I was like, can I chat with you? He's like, sure. So it kind of broke the seal. We had a great interview. He was so forthcoming. Like you said, you remembered that moment where he said, this is my face now. That's why I'm so invested here and I love it so much. So he's done a couple other interviews. Still not a ton, but he does have a team that kind of, you know, they protect him. But he's one of us. Like, what's so cool is with a superstar, whether you're a sports figure or you're, you know, an actor, and you come into our world of motorsports, it's so much different than us knowing them in their world. Like, he's like, we know you, watch you all the time. We'll do it every once. So, great guy. It's so good for our sport to have him part of it, and he's so invested.
And I like hearing from him. Danny's great, but like, when you're talking to Dave, are you driver? Are you car owner, Denny? Which Denny are you right
yes.
now? You know, and so to hear MJ talk about 2311, which they've done a ton with the shop and all that stuff. They got a really good team, talented drivers. I think it's cool because you hear how genuine he is about making that a championship winning team.
Yeah, and I love it because over the years, you've had celebrities come in, sports figures, big names come in like, oh, I'm part owner of a NASCAR team. They don't do it right. They don't get the top-notch drivers out there to be competitive. They're trying to make money and selling sponsorship and putting their name on it. He's actually invested. Is the most incredible race shop you'll see. He is all in, obviously, with their drivers. They've got the wins. They win every year. That's what he wants. He wants to compete for a championship. They've done it right.
You have a boy, right?
A girl and a boy.
Girl and a boy. Would you be okay with your boy being a stock car driver?
No.
Those are quick now.
I tell him, I am a hypocrite mom. Anything I like, you're not allowed to do. I mean, you can't jump out of planes. You can't do any of the cool stuff I've done in my life. But no, he's super into football. I mean, we live in Indiana, so he loves football. He's into wrestling now. He's 12 and loving it. So that's been a whole new world to learn.
Good. What do you leave here today? Where do you go?
So I'll leave here. I'll go home for the night, get up tomorrow morning. I'm actually volunteering for a field day with my son tomorrow to school, and I'll leave Stuart and go to Talladega. So, yeah, it's like four flights this week alone because we lost John Edwards, you know, with Hendrick Motorsports.
Yeah.
So incredible. On Tuesday, they had, you know, a celebration of life at Hendrick Motorsports, and Hendrick's plane did up from the area, from IndyCar, or blew up there. So it was really special. That's just the racing community.
Yeah.
They're just incredible. It's one big family.
Will you be at the Indy 500 this year?
I will. I'll be on pit road.
Okay.
Going back after 11 years away.
How much pressure is on Kyle Larson? After last year, he didn't get to Charlotte in time. He's going to try again. Come on, the weather has to behave.
It has to.
I haven't thought that there was a guy that could actually pull off both since Tony Stewart.
Absolutely. That kid, sometimes I wonder if he has a pulse. Like, nothing nothing gets to him. His nerves, like, he just gets in and drives the race car, and all he wants to do is win. This year, it's a little different because they know NASCAR's already said, like, if you don't start this race, like, your chances for the championship. So they know if the weather comes, this is our cutoff. We have to get to Charlotte. Last year, they didn't have that. They were able to wait. I was on pit road in his box 600 when he walked up. It literally started raining. It was like the same storm that followed us because I was at back in with him doing the double with him. Ended up having to drop all those plans. Flew back to Charlotte with Jimmy Johnson. Thankfully, he was flying so I could do my job for the 600. It was a mess. The weather was a freaking mess. So hopefully this year it's on our side. Larson has a great opportunity. They're on track actually as we speak right now in Indy for the test.
Did you get any superlatives when you graduated Green Valley High School?
No.
You should have. I mean, you're groundbreaking.
No.
You are.
I was a terrible student. Let's just put it that way. Good thing I found this talking thing for a profession because I barely graduated high school. Honestly, I just didn't like it. I was into racing. Like, I couldn't wait to leave and move out and go straight to Los Angeles. I just wanted to figure out life on my own, not go to college. I did go to college. So kids, go to college first.
Stay in school.
Got my degree in journalism at San Diego State while I was working, live announcing, doing all the things, paying my dues. But high school, I wasn't a popular student. I was a weird racing girl and didn't get good grades. And I turned it all around in college. Got great grades in college.
But because there was some failure along the way. And then look at you now. I mean, so don't be afraid to chase your dreams.
Absolutely. Find what burns in your soul and chase that. I always tell people that. Just find something that gets you excited to get up in the morning and then it doesn't feel like a job.
Beautiful.
Yes, there are hard times, you know, but there are way more good times. And it's a great living. It's so much fun. I still love it. I travel all over the country chasing race car drivers around and I'm not complaining.
You're living the dream. That is for
I am,
sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Jamie, it's good to have you on. Thanks so much for being here. We're excited for, I mean, it's a month away that they'll be racing in the Cracker Barrel 400 here at the Nashville Super Speedway. But enjoy it, and we'll see what Larson can do.
Thanks. Going to do the girly thing today with Wheels and Heels. Raise some money for a great, great charity, Speedway Children's Charities. They're tremendous what they do in the communities across the country.
Amen to that. Jamie, thanks
so
much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll have more coming. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.